Up and down it goes, like a great wave across my own home. All the questions of the mind trying to find a way to show that I got darkness, I got light, I got everything in between. Don't deny any side, I don't cut branches off my tree. Great storm clouds holding rain. It's part of nature to hold a bit of pain. But all in all, that rain falls, and then we watch a new thing grow. Feelings come, feelings leaving. That is just the way it goes. How to surrender to the mystery, I often never know. Treat it like a weight, or treat it like a never-ending dance. All the laughter, all the tears are just part of the romance. Because great storm clouds holding rain, it's part of nature to hold a bit of pain. All in all, that rain falls, and then we watch a new thing grow. And that is a beautiful song by Trevor Hall, called Great Storm Clouds. Thank you, my brother. Trevor, you have just blessed me so many times. Welcome back to the podcast Free to Just Be. And I am living out loud and sharing authenticity and honestly, which I believe is always the best image. And this here is the Hippie Freak of the South, and I am sending love, light, prayer, and high, high vibrations all around the world to every one of my brothers and sisters in our great family of humanity. And I hope my voice finds you in great health with vibrant energy today and every day that your feet are walking on this beautiful planet. And if you like my content and it resonates with y'all, please like it, review it, subscribe, and share it with other people. Because that's the only way that we get this message of freedom out around the world. Well, Trevor spoke of where we're often in the midst of. Where are you at today, humanity? It's been a couple 3 days or so since I've been behind the mic. And here it is. It's 2 o'clock. I'm kind of out of routine again. And it's no mistake that every time, it's like one of my patterns. Every time I create and make a schedule. And day one, I just, you know, I execute it just, you know, perfectly. And then it's like the very next day, I'm off kilter again. And I'd been going around and around with those thoughts and thinking about how if we get discouraged or if we maybe wake up and are having a joyless day or maybe things are just not going the way we thought that they should. Maybe things aren't changing as quick as we thought, you sit in that spot and you try to figure out, you know, why am I feeling this way and did I do something wrong and we just go round and around mulling it in our head, and it hit me about an hour ago that, Terry, feelings come and feelings go. It's just like the Trevor Hall song I just quoted. Because all of us have darkness and light. And all of us have high days and low days. We're excited and we're discouraged. But I really like what Trevor says. Don't deny any side. Don't cut off anything about who you are. But what do we often hear about discouragement. Oh, you know, don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Fight off discouragement. You know, and yet I really like this quote. It's by an unknown person. And it says this: don't be in such a rush to figure everything out. Embrace the unknown and let your life surprise you. Why do we want to hurry up out of discouragement? Why do we think that disappointment is a bad thing? Here's another great quote. And if you want a quick fix to anything that ails you, whatever it is, discouragement, anger, jealousy, pick an emotion. And then just take 5 minutes and put it in Google. And do it this way. Thoughts about dot, dot, dot. Thoughts about discouragement. Thoughts about depression. And then click on images. And what you will get are hundreds of quotes about whatever it is that is messing with you. And it never ceases to amaze me how just what I need will just kind of come up to the surface of the screen. I'll flip through, you know, and I'm like, wow, yeah, that's right where I'm at. Wow. Because you see, that is truly the truth. All of us go through that full gamut of emotions, sometimes all in one day. Sometimes we go months not feeling any encouragement. Sometimes we go weeks where we feel like nothing can get us down. And so when you look at a page of quotes that people wrote, you realize, holy crap, I'm just like everybody else. And yet, you're completely unique. Ponder that mystery for a few minutes. And, you know, our minds can just explode. But I think, just like this person who wrote it, I think that when disappointment comes, sometimes it feels like God saying, I thought you said I was all you needed. And see, we go through life thinking that anything negative that comes through our body, we have to get rid of. And we have to grab on to anything that makes us happy. Well, to an extent, that is true. But to a greater extent, should we just not allow ourselves to embrace, just embrace what it is we're going through right now at this moment? Wouldn't that be amazing? To just sit right in whatever it is we're in. And not for a second try to do anything with it. How about we just honor how we feel? And we want to get out. We want to escape. And I think we do a huge disservice by doing that. Because, for example, dark days, you know, they could be calling us to just sit with the darkness for a little bit. We get so caught up in wanting to control everything We are in such a rush to get out of whatever it is that maybe we called in. You know, maybe our life was so busy and so frantic that we just needed a down day. And then when the down day comes, we're like, what the hell is wrong with me? Why do I have no joy? And maybe the day came and now you're dissonant. So we shouldn't always be in such a rush to figure everything out. We should just let our lives show us what they need to show us. What about this awesome quote? Ships don't sink because of the water around them. Ships sink because of the water that gets in them. So don't let what's happening around you get inside you and weigh you down. And sometimes what's inside us spills out so much that we feel like we can't get anywhere. Aren't we silly creatures? Don't we all need to have time to just remind ourselves that just like the waves in the ocean, we live in a constant ebb and flow. And there's nothing wrong. We don't always have to think just because we don't feel a certain way or things in our external world aren't just absolutely lined up the way that they should be, that something is innately wrong. Maybe we just need to take a big, deep breath and just say, wow, I'm feeling kind of, wow, I can't even put a word on it. Let me just sit with this for a minute. Can you be okay with just sitting with things that you don't know? Can you just observe the own mystery that is rising up in your spirit or your soul? It's hard. But today I want to encourage you, everyone around the world. You know, we are literally working on ourselves every day. We are walking out of negative thought patterns. We're unplugging matrix wiring. We are losing the programs and pulling back all the veils to reveal our gorgeous light and luminous selves. And this takes time. It's a lifelong journey. Be patient with yourself. You know, this weekend I had such an enjoyable Saturday. I spent 8 hours installing two new garden areas on our property. And it was awesome. I used an old red metal cart that we had. It used to be the cart that I would attach to the tractor. And part of it broke and the tires are bad now, but the structure itself is pretty sound. So I wheeled that up and I planted it out and I planted all around it and it looks so adorable. And as I looked around the yard, I reminded myself, or I think myself reminded me, actually. Because you see, our light and our love, our consciousness, our higher selves, the where we're heading, okay? What we're trying to expose from way down deep under all these programs and false beliefs. That beautiful woman or incredible man inside there is trying every day to emerge. And we get so impatient and we think that we're never going to get there or we're not going anywhere. And so my higher self pointed out to me as I was admiring, and I have to say it was so cool because from noon to 8 o'clock at night, I literally was putting the last scoops of wood chips on my two new gardens when the thunder started rolling in. And literally, as the last tool, and my husband put my tractor away for me, the rain came. I didn't even have to water them in. It was so cool. And I'm standing at the window looking out at my work, and I had a chuckle because about 6 weeks ago, I remember a day I woke up feeling so incredibly overwhelmed. And why was I overwhelmed? I was overwhelmed because I felt like I was never going to get everything done. I had all these spring tasks and all this cleanup work and planting and do you ever get like that where you just, We're so silly. We're so silly. And my higher self was saying, remember 6 weeks ago? How you didn't think. And now look out, Terry. Look at all that's established. The entire bed, which is in the third year, by the way, of my Back to Eden plot, which is a big 16 by 20 plot that I began 3 years ago. And this is the first year that I divided it into 8 different beds that are beautiful mushroom compost. And I think I've plucked maybe 3 weeds out of all 8 beds in the last month. So it was a process. You know, I mean, you just take the process of the Back to Eden. You have to scrape the grass away. Well, I did. You don't have to. Then I laid down the cardboard. Then I laid down the initial layer of compost. Then I put the wood chips. And the first year it failed. I didn't have enough compost. It had to break down and it had to nourish itself and get to the place where I could actually put seeds in and we could see a harvest. And this is the first year that I believe we're going to get a really great harvest. My berries in year 4. I'm probably going to have enough raspberries, blackberries, and possibly even blueberries where I can actually score some jam out of it. But it's been a process. And that is what my higher self and God, my creator, was speaking to my heart today. All right, so you got off track. So you went to bed, back to bed after your husband left at 4:45 this morning. So what? Why are you kicking yourself? How many mornings do you get up at 3 and stay up at 3? How much consistency do you have going on in your life? Do you not remember your gardens? Be patient with yourself, hippie freak. This takes time. This masterpiece that I created, that is you. And it's you and you and you. Over there in Italy or Spain or England. or in Nashville, Tennessee. We are all these incredible masterpieces that are day by day being uncovered. And one day you're so shiny, and another day it might be the black paint that's coming through. Just embrace the black along with the blue. Enjoy the yellow and the orange when it comes out like the sunshine. But when it's a deep, dark purple, don't automatically think, oh no, I'm depressed. You may just be having a shadowy day. And that's okay. Be patient with yourself, humanity. Be patient. We got this. You know, and then there are times when, man, our friends and our family, we feel, oh. And that is the crux of coming to a site like Free to Just Be, isn't it? Once you recognize that you have lived a life of suppression, you have suppressed all of your feelings, you've stuffed everything down, you know, you just pick yourself up by the bootstraps and you just move along. And you move whatever emotion that you're trying to avoid down further. But you see, once you recognize that you've been suppressed, now it's game over or game changed completely. Because once you see the feelings, now you're feeling them all the time. Now you can't escape from them. And it gets tiring. And sometimes, like I talked a couple of episodes ago, you feel like you're out there all by yourself. And you get discouraged when your so-called friends or your family, they don't support you. Or you feel like they're not supporting you. And sometimes they literally can't support you because they're not where you're at. They're not in your shoes, brother. They're not in your slippers, sister. They have no idea where you're at because maybe you are further along the path of awakening than they are. Or maybe you're around somebody that is further along the path than you are, and that discourages you. But we're learning. We're learning to say to one another, wow, why do you feel that way? Or what are you doing today that makes you feel so happy? But no, we have been taught, oh man, don't ask questions. I think I need to do a resurrection of the show, Resurrecting Inquisition. Because we've forgotten to inquire, not only of God, but of ourselves and of others. Because we've been trained to think that we know it all. We don't need anybody. So, you have to remember that sometimes people can't see the vision that God gave you for your life. I know that's certainly true for me. And I know that some in my very close and intimate circle are probably quite tired of hearing me say, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to write that book. Or we're going to do this. And we're, you know, because we all have dreams and visions. And some of us are just taking a little longer for the fruition of it. The manifestation of our dream hasn't arrived yet. And on this journey, we go through the whole palette of colors, and we seize opportunities. And we trod on opportunities. and we applaud ourselves and reward ourselves, and then we get out that self-abasement whip and we whip ourselves with that wet noodle and say, what is wrong with you? And we're never alone. God's right there saying, remember, I really am all you need. I'm the one that created those emotions. But no, we get ourselves all in a wad. So here's a different spin on this particular quote. This quote from Thérèse of Lisieux. She says, when we yield to discouragement, it is usually because we give too much thought to the past and to the future. And what I'm suggesting to you today, family, is that we do indeed, we yield to it a little bit. We give it the right to pass in and through our body. We say, oh, wow, man, I'm really discouraged today. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I am. All right, well, yesterday I was really up. I guess today's a down day. And you acknowledge it. And you don't stuff it. And you don't say, oh, well, you know, and I'm, you know, I am right there with you. I'm in the midst of my own discouragement today. And fighting that battle of, oh, Terry, just go and get a 5-hour energy. Which, by the way, I've used twice this week. Well, that's a stupid thing to do. Well, you know, yeah, it was. But that particular day, that is what I felt I needed. And I am no longer pulling out my self-abasement whip. I'm being gentle on myself. I'm being kind to myself. And I'm saying, you know what? You're doing amazing. And I look out around my property when 15 years ago, there was not one single garden, not even foundational gardens around the house. And I look out now when the whole house is surrounded by garden. And I have 6 or 7 different spots, some big and some little. And every one of them took time. And I don't know, maybe part of the discouragement or just feeling like, well, you know, what is going on with me today? We have been in this interesting spot for, it seems like, months. And we have adapted and overcame the fact that we still don't have a kitchen. Oh yes, we have a contractor and the insurance is going to do us good and all of that. But I don't know if you're aware of what's going on in the world, but there are employers screaming for employees. They can't seem to hire anybody in certain places. And then there are industries like the construction world, heating and air, like my husband works in, or flooring, where they are absolutely backlogged. And, you know, I'm still 2 weeks out before they're going to even start the reconstruction of my kitchen. Now, the older version of the hippie freak, I would have been on the phone freaking the hell out, saying, you know, this is not right, you shouldn't let us live like this, and really, that would just be an absolute arrogant thing to say, because how are we living? I don't have a kitchen sink. We have running water in our bathroom. I still have a stove and an oven in my kitchen that I can still cook from. Inconvenienced, yes. Oh, but what benefits came from it. Having everything emptied out in my bedroom, I am literally now sitting in a bedroom that is so much freer, has so much more room, and I've lived without all those things that was in this bedroom. And guess what? It probably has proven to me that I don't need... Well, actually, that is the hippie freak. The hippie freak is, I don't have very much attachment to things. I could go through this house and I could probably give away 75% of what's in my home right now and not bat an eye. I promise you. I am not a thing type of person. Now, my husband is very attached to things. And the stuff that we took out of the bedroom, he's mentioned two or three times. He said, oh, you know, you're going to leave that, you know, so you're going to want to leave the stuff in the storage room, right? And I'm like, yep, I think so. So the stuff that isn't in my bedroom may sit in the storage room for months, maybe even years, until my husband is ready to release it. Because I'm learning. See, everything is a process. I used to resist my husband being my husband for all these years. He has an attachment to things and I don't. Okay, we're different. So should I push my agenda on him or should he push it on me? No, we have just to learn to allow ourselves to be free to be who we are. If he wants to hold on to this stuff, why not? He's compromised and he hasn't said a word about bringing them back in the bedroom. And if he does, well, then I'll have to compromise, won't I? That's a magnitude of change in our relationship that if you would have visited our house 5 years ago, you would never have believed would have occurred. So today, I want us to take that moment. You know, there's so much talk in this enlightenment culture now. I mean, everybody's talking about spiritual awareness and awakening, and it kind of does crack me up because haven't we all been like on this journey since we were born? I mean, I always felt like that. Every day is a day to become a better you. But whatever, you know, but people focus a lot on staying in the present. And if we get on that train, then some days we would negate the benefit of looking back. Like I explained about my gardens. If I would have just stayed present, you know, my present today was all about being discouraged. Well, if I just sat in the present, then I might not have gotten to this mic. But see, I flashed back to the way the yards looked. I looked out the window and I saw the yards and I recalled, wow, how far you've come. And then I went on my laptop and I pulled up thoughts about discouragement. And I came up with all these quotes that made me think, wow, I bet around the world, around this planet, there is somebody today that's just as discouraged as I am. And what does the student say? Quote, I am very discouraged. What should I do? And what does the master say? Encourage others. So, I came online to encourage you. Every day is an evaluation. Every day is a day to learn to be the observer. Every day is a day to deconstruct the roots of whatever feeling has come up for you. Don't deny. don't cut off any branch of your tree, like Trevor Hall said in my opening. All of it is careening us towards our greatest and our highest good. Every day, we are walking away from patterns and developing new and better ones. Every day is an opportunity to be patient with yourself. Every day is a day to grow more, to color your world. You need to have that full palette. And sometimes when you're uncovering that canvas, it's going to look pretty angry. And some days it'll look bright and sunshiny. Or if you use, I've always viewed my life as a tapestry, like Carole King used to sing. And for so many years, I viewed it as the knotted, ugly wad of threads underneath. That's how I viewed my life. When all those knots were being made underneath the surface, it was turning the outward part of my life into this satiny, smooth piece of beautiful art. So be gentle on yourself today, humanity. Be gentle and know that this is a process. Don't be in such a rush to figure things out. Embrace these unknown places. You're learning new ways to be. And be so thankful that you're free to learn how to be just who you are. I'm so grateful that you've come and spent some time with me today. And just as an update, yes, I'm actually on the daily working on this website project. And a website will eventually emerge. I'm on quite a learning curve right now. And interviews will come too. They're right on the horizon. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you, my brothers and sisters around the world today. Because just by simply coming before the mic, authentically and honestly saying, man, I really was having a discouraging day. But coming on and speaking my own truth about it and sharing it with my brothers and sisters, now I feel like my smile is back. And I feel like there's still part of the day that can be redeemed. And I learned something about myself today. Well, I confirmed something. I really love to encourage. I really love to help humanity. But I have to say, it's really awesome when humanity helps me too. So thank you. And I hope you have a great night. Peace out.